Blog Talk Radio.
Injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists.
Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor.
The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this. And it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages.
America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. Now, the real question is whether we have the will.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress,
our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents.
Well, tonight is the Dr. King Movement, Mike. We're going to talk about some of the things that's going on. You know, Mary, I have prophesied that would be a hurricane back in Florida, so it happened. I said that would be a volcano in Hawaii, so it happens now. My other prediction, that will be a tornado coming through. That tornado is going to come through the south. It's melted, Delta, on down the city, Monroe, on to Texas. That tornado is coming. But I want those that listen to me, open your Bible, Psalm 119. I want you to be covered under the blood of the Almighty God. Right now, we're going through a period of rebellion over the world. We're going through a period of law enforcement. Just the newspaper lady was in China. They beat her up. But she was just nothing. That's what's going on. No. So, I want you to get ready for a breakthrough. I'll talk to Brother White. Brother White is going to be around the country, brain, healing. This is Dr. King tonight. Tonight, you talk about the political thing. You talk about the civil rights thing. Now, when I talk about political things, I'm talking about the 40 acres and the need we didn't get. I'm talking about reclamation. I'm talking about the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer. Dr. King said in that piece that the government gave money to white folks in Europe. Gave them money, gave them home, gave them jobs, gave them land. Black folks was already here. They didn't give nothing. The reason I'm telling you that, we need, if you had reparations, let me help you out. The Jews got $1 million. If you was a Jew, you know, if your family got caught up in Hitler, with that, you got money. If you were a Native American, you got money. So, Japanese that put in touch, they got money. That tag got money. Every race, whole lot got money. Every race on the planet got money for the black man. And the black man, our ancestors, real America, king, right there in Mississippi. Through them, we made sugar cane. Far from sugar cane, that's what they did. So Virginia, tobacco. So up some part of Illinois, it's corn. You go up to Detroit, it's apple. All the way down to California. Wine, great. What I'm telling you, the black man built America, and we didn't give no pay. God told Moses, go tell Pharaoh, let my people go. Because when they leave there, to commit gold with them. So that was reparations. So me and you, black people, got reparations. We're going to get reparations. And I want you to know, Jerry, that it's in the Bible what God told Moses when the children leave Egypt, let them load up some of that gold that the ancestors worked for their died. Now, I want to tell you this. In the spirit of Dr. Martin, in the spirit of our ancestors, we have to understand what is our next move, what our next level. God is still behind the blow. I'm going to prophesy tonight to somebody in your word on what you're going to be doing. In Mississippi, we march from Memphis all the way down Memphis down to Mississippi. And we was in Camp Mississippi. We was in the Native Mississippi, marching. Dr. G, SDLC, University, they marching for right. Out of that march from Memphis down to Oxford, Mississippi, came the word Black Power. And Dr. Carmichael was saying Black Power, saying that if you're going to be something, you got to have your own bank, your own bank. Just about trying to get in the belly of somebody else. I want to tell you, down in Mississippi, the water messed up. In Houston, the water messed up. You know, Mississippi, most people in fact, Mississippi is black. Now, what I'm saying to you, to the moon, you send money over the plane, I come with them with the water. Same thing happened over in Michigan. Grant, Michigan, they had a water problem. A lot of people died because the water had cancer in it. You know, and nobody could tell. George Mac came over to help. And people, a lot of people sitting out in the water that they drank. And it seemed like it was a way of killing people. But I want to say to you tonight, get ready. Now, I want to tell you tonight, it's time for you to check out what's going on. I've been looking at the killing, murder, everybody getting money. Trump had, Kanye West down there, had some fights of criticism, okay? The Republican mayor at Trump, that's what they do. Trump part of them, they part of Trump. They can't break away from Trump. Trump with the Republican Party, then with the Republican Party getting money. All the killing going on. Nobody said, let's pass a law where you can't have assault rifles. I kill all the blacks. I'm guilty. The reason that he's guilty, he don't want to get life. He said he's going to be in life, but he don't want to be murdered. He's killed. Okay. So what I'm saying tonight, in the spirit of Dr. Martin, in the spirit of you, you have to rise up and be able to speak out for you and your family, and call it what it is. The police still whooping black folks, they're killing black folks, getting away with. Congress ain't saying nothing. Now, when you look at politics, you look at the Republican and the Democrat. Somebody says, the left or the two evils. Now you leave the evil alone, and you vote the way what's going to do for you. This is the Dr. King. And Malcolm X, and Elijah Muhammad, and some of your ancestors, through the power of God, was speaking to America to get it right. America ain't got it right yet. But you got black people starving at home, ain't got no job. This is the richest country in the world. And we can send $1 trillion over to Ukraine, and we can't get people decent housing in Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Georgia. Something wrong with us. So, what you say, I've got to go vote. What you voting for? If I vote Again, I'm voting for reparation. I don't care if the Republican gives it or the Democrat. Whoever said Bishop, I'm going to give reparation to black folks. That's who I'm voting for. Your vote supposed to count. Not just voting. Like, honey, as you voted, you need to go up what you're voting for. Because we've been voting all these years. We still caught up in hell. We still catching hell. So it's hard to get a job and people coming in. And you can't hardly get assistance. You can't even get housing. People come from other countries. They get housing. They get welfare. They get money. And they go to school. You can't do that. This is what's going on. I'm talking about the black man. I ain't talking about the brown. I'm talking about the black man. We still dealing with racism and white supremacy. What that means, that they put you in the back, you get back, and we bring other folks in. Everybody come in this country, get money, get housing, pay up money that you work for. People come in and give them a tax. They come in, they get a check from the government. This is what's happening now. Who told, who voted and told Biden and the Republican and Democrat to send money to the Ukraine? They just did it. They didn't ask New York, Chicago. They didn't ask the voters. They just did it, okay? They didn't send no money over to Jamaica. They didn't send no money over to Africa when them people starving, them people had a drop. They didn't send no money over there. They didn't send no money to Haiti. And matter of fact, when the people come to Haiti, they put on the plane and carry them back. 20th century, we're in the 20th century. We got to deal with racism, white supremacy, and mass murder. Okay, that's what we got to deal with in America now. And only way to change that by the power of God. Dr. King was sent for a mission. If Dr. King was living today and Malcolm, they wouldn't let them talk on the radio. They knew what they're going to say. They hate talking. They're not talking hate. They're talking the truth. If I talk too long about the racist attitude of America, I get kicked off. Because now it's not popular to talk about racism and white supremacy. It's not popular to talk about homosexuality. We have accepted homosexuality, but it's not a God. So we accepted that two men can live together. We don't accept it that two women can live together. We don't accept it that men have regular children. And we accepted all that. The government has accepted. It's a divine law. And the Supreme Court got to go by the law of God. And if they up, they're going to fall. Y'all believe what I'm saying? Tornadoes, flood, going to keep coming. It ain't going to stop. These what happened, and everybody said, where are we going? We're going to Florida. Get two hurricanes in Florida. Are we going to Hawaii? Right now, as I speak, the volcano, for 40 years, don't woke up. God, wherever you at and what you doing, you better pray. You better repent. You know, when Farrakhan get all them people to watch and come out, we're going to atone. What you going to atone for, and you ain't did nothing. They did it to us. They killed us, murdered us. When you think about Mississippi, Arkansas, and Louisiana, and Alabama, blacks was murdered by the thousands, and nobody go to jail. Just Emmett Till and Medgar Evers, and that was just something. But more than that, their name, you don't know their name. Dumped in the Tallahatchie River and in the Mississippi River. Down in the swamp of Louisiana, throw them to the alligators. This happened to black folks. You, if you ain't walked in my shoes, you can't tell my story. I want to tell you, white folks put on black shoe polish and try to act like us. They haven't walked in the shoes, black man or a black woman. Amen. Like, I know it. But so it tells you for you to stand up for justice, right, and truth. That's what you got to do. And the only way you can do it is call on the angel. You know, if you had listened to me Sunday, I talked about the blackness of the black Moses, black Abraham. I talked about black folks is given the power of God. Dr. King said, and I'm going to quote with you, he said, be proud of being black. Be proud. You got women getting booty lifts. They ain't proud of it. You got women getting breast abduction, getting the breast built up. You got women and they say, not only white women, they want to get a Botox. That you sick. The devil got you. That you got to go, you don't look fine enough. See, it's a psychological thing. In your mind, you ugly because somebody said, because your hair nappy and can't get you ugly. And some people had the braids and they kicked them out of school, okay? But on your hair. If God made you that way with big lips, big nose, whatever God made, it's a gift, huh? You know, and some of them say, I don't want no black woman. I'm going to give me a white woman, okay? I don't want no black man. I'm going to give me a white man. You sick in the head. Something wrong with you. See, Samson did the same thing. What happened? A woman cut his bald head, and he died with them people you was with. Check the Bible. Everything going on now is in the Bible. It's the word of God. When God told Moses was a black man, told Moses, take your shoes off, Moses, because the ground you down is holy. And when Moses got his assignment to go tell Pharaoh to let his people go, I want you to know this, Jesus. God told Moses, tell them when they get ready to leave Egypt, go to where the gold at and get the gold. I want every one of them that leave Egypt to leave with reparation. So we do reparation. We do that we need to be paid. I mean, if you had money, you got $1 million from the government, from the American government. And this wasn't did in America. This was did over in Germany. And they get money. Okay? Now, it's not proper love to talk about the Jews. It is not proper to talk about homosexuals. They tell you, they write a book where they can bring homosexuals in school. They didn't write a book about, they wrote a book about black. They didn't write no book about black. You don't know about what happened to black. They told you in the jungle, wow, like I ate. That's the books you read in school. They never did tell the truth. So the truth in 2022 is coming out. And all that's been hid, God's going to bring it out. Y'all better get ready. Now, if you ain't ready, you better get ready. Because God's going to bring the truth out to man. And I want to tell you the only way, you black man, black woman, you got to pray and repent. But I ain't did nothing. No, you have followed this man in this car, and he's going to go to the cliff. You know, if I'm driving and I'm drunk, you better get out the car. We got a man that's been running this country. Look, white power over black power. Now, let me help you out with that for the civil rights. We under white power right now. You see being abused. Ain't no way that if you under black power, this can happen. See, now, right now, they pushing homosexuals so bad. Even these big corporations saying, if you don't support the homosexual, I'm going to pull out. I'm going to close down. Because it's the wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. So this is some evil going on deep in the thing. But I want you to know tonight, hang around. There's some people got to die. There's some such companies got to break down. See, when Pharaoh got so strong, God broke him all the way down. And I'm going to tell you, there's some things going on in this country ain't right. There's some people starving, and you know they starving. So what happened, we got to get this thing together. And once we get it together, we got to open up the door, or we can get it together where it works. And that's what we got to do, work and get it together. And once we get it together, get it together to work. And that's what we got to do. Work and get it together. And as we get together, it's almost over. Now, what I'm saying to you tonight, we're in a situation where we need, and the help got to come from God. Y'all look at me. Some of you say, well, I go to church, going to church ain't enough. You got to understand the power and the anointing of being healed. Some of you are sick. You're sick in the head. You're sick in your body. Young man told me he went to the hospital today. He got a cold. He said, hey, well, you'll be here 24 hours. I said, brother, go home and get you some lemons and some orange and fix up and drink you some. He went home and did. He called me back. He said, you were right. You got to work on your own self. Hospital is crowded. The disease is in that atmosphere. Only way you're going to get healed is by the power of God. You have not because you ask not. Dr. King carried us a little way, but we got to go a little bit further. And he kept telling you that we're going to overcome. And he told you what the man was doing to you. But, you know, these preachers, these pastors want a Cadillac, Rolls Royce, and airplane. That's what they want. And they don't, and around them big churches they got, people are sleeping on the ground in the gangway. The government's not supposed to take care of that. We're supposed to take care of ourselves. In Africa, I'm going to say this here. In Africa, they didn't have no jails. In Africa, they didn't have no nursing home. Because you said, well, I'm tired of mama. She got Alzheimer. I'm tired of daddy. Pin on himself. I'm going to get him to the home. You care him to get killed. Back in the day in Africa, we took care of our own. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Now, a lady called me and said, Bishop, they want to put my dad in. They want to come. This is what the doctor told. We can't do no more for him. When we get no medicine, we're going to put on hot seat. And we're going to bring a nurse in to give him some morphine. That's killing him. I said, brother, go get your daddy and carry him to the country. To y'all land y'all got. The man's still living. You know what the doctor said? He be dead in a month. They give you that bad news. And you accept it. Oh, I got cares. I'm going to die. God didn't say it. You got to talk positive. You got to say, oh, all is well. I'm going to the Creator. God created you. Didn't no doctor create you. God created you. The doctor said you can't. You got to go to God, man. Woman, you got to go to God and ask God for a healing, ask God for a deliverance, ask God for a breakthrough. Oh, hallelujah. The night, I told Mr. White we're going to pray every night before we start the show. Since this is the Dr. King Movement show, I can talk about how radical this country is and how this country is not taking care of the blacks. I know some of you said, well, I don't want him to say that. You trying to live like white folks. You can't live like white folks. White folks got 100 years over you. Their daddy and mama got everything, got all the money. Come on, I'm going to give a bit. How you going to give a bit if you ain't got no money? When their daddy took all the money, worked you for nothing, let you in the state, when they got tired of you, they killed you, they raped you, they had sex with you, all of this stuff that you don't want to talk about. Oh, you got to talk about it to get here. To get here, come on, repent. What I'm going to be taught, what I did, I ain't did nothing. We come over here under a racist system. We come over here on some gangsters. They was let out of prison and brought over here. They killed the Indians, took their land, and went to Africa and got our ancestors and brought them over in a farm. And now they don't need you. They're trying to go to the moon. And you don't even understand why they're spending so much money to the moon and they can't give a woman a house in Mississippi, Arkansas, or Louisiana. That, you know, they give you a little welfare and they stop giving you welfare now. They're giving to people coming in. Like busloads of people coming in from LaCrane. That ain't black on black. That's white on white. But the press don't say that. They don't say that. When we was in Latrina, you know what the press said? Fake news said they didn't say they was American. Said these were these people down there. They are strangers. They're not American. Okay. Now they're bringing busloads to Chicago, Detroit, New York. Who paying for that? Pell's money. The money, when you go to store and spend, that money going to get somebody else get him some. But what you're doing to help the ones that are already in, y'all don't hear me. And look, Congress, let me see, the Democrats and Republicans, both of them, is in fault. I want somebody to tell me what did Bush do for us? What did Clinton do for us? What did Obama do for us? Okay? I want somebody to tell me. Tell me what right now Biden doing for us. The Republicans ain't doing nothing. Now, I'm a good Democrat. I'm a good Republican. What's it doing for you? If it ain't giving you, and Dr. King said to, I done put you in a burning house, but I got to take you out. And I'm taking you out of this burning house and say, if you want to do something for me, I'm going to do something for you. I'm not going to stand in no line. And when I get to that, they don't even want you to come to the White House. He said, all that voting that you did to get these people in, they come and say they don't want you. I want you to come to the White House. Hello. But the spirit of SCLC, NAACP, all the community organizations have to step up. And these crooked politicians taking $5,000, taking $3,000, we got to get them out of office. Because the time they get there, they take some money, you go to see my business. What you ain't taking care of black people's business? White folks take care of white folks' business. Black folks don't take care, they take care of business for themselves. Look up. Now, you can look and see in your neighborhood, how come all them stores, not in your neighborhood, but you go to suburbs, all kind of stores there. Because the politician tell them the business, put a store. All we got in our neighborhood, McDonald's, Burger King, you got a Dunkin' Donut, is owned by the Indians. You got a Subway, is owned by the Indians. Okay, you got the beauty salon where women go spend trillions of dollars, okay, to try to look cute because somebody told them they're ugly. And this is why I told them, girl, you need a booty lift. And these women spend all their money, millions of dollars, to go get a lift. If God don't lift it, you don't need to get lifted. Glory, hallelujah. I want to leave that alone, huh? That's somebody, you know, don't want to get lifted. You think, ain't no man going to get you? I want to get me a man. How can you get a man? You got a false booty, a false titty, and might have a false leg. I don't know what you got. Glory. Oh, good God Almighty. Only for them that have pride in yourself. You're a pretty black woman. You're a pretty black man. I don't know if men's getting lifted or not. You know, I know a lot of gay men now. They ain't, I'm dragged. Yeah, you drag on back to the woods where you come from. Because we know you messed up. You know, you wearing a dress. And now they got it in school. And you tell if a kid come to school, let me tell you how they got it. Check how this thing messed up, Brother White. If a kid come to school and he got a little sticking finger, the teacher tell him, you take that stuff off, you a boy. He go home and tell his mama, they bullying me. You already a bully if you don't know. Of what you don't know, a boy from a girl. Now they want to have a bathroom for the boy. This is what happened in Chicago. I'm gonna turn over to the fight. The man went in the girl's bathroom, went in the women's bathroom at a store, and whoever was in there cut him from A to Z. He come out believing you was in the wrong place, brother. You in there? God, you in drag? You drag your mind, but everybody ain't got that mind. To being dragged. Some of the straight, like God said, man and woman. God said, be fruitful and multiply. You ought to come out of that evil. That's a work from Satan. Romans 1 and 26, might not believe what I said. Read Romans 1 and 26. God turned it over to a reprobate mind. And as long as this stuff goes, we're going to have murder, killing, and you know, all that's going to happen because you abomination before God. And the preachers ain't going to preach it because they don't want you to leave the church. Don't tell your sister it's all right to be there. One preacher, and I'm going to tell you who said it. T.J. Jakes said, it's all right. God allowed you to be homosexual. And that's a lie from the pits of hell. God ain't lied nothing. God allowed you to be a man, be a woman. But now, R. Kelly in jail right now. But because of all this, it's trying to just take back. Don't want men to have women. Don't want women to have men. And taking and putting this stuff in the school. Ain't nobody in Congress said nothing about it. Ain't nobody talking. Yeah, I come out the closet. But let me help you out. God is out the closet, and the storm and the flood gonna keep coming because God is out the closet. You write this down. Bishop said God is out the closet. He gonna get you if you don't straighten up and get right. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. God bless. Glory. I mean, it's all that. But it bothers me to see people mind messed up on dope and drugs. You can't get this stuff off of you with no drugs. You can't go to high. Only prayer, anointed woman, anointed man, that don't can pray and change it. Now, when the prophets pray, somebody die. All that, see them people doing evil to you, you ain't call on your angel. See, ain't nobody talk to you with your angel. The Michael, come and get him. Raphael, come and get him. The wages of sin, God will send his angel, and his angel will kill him graveyard dead. You ain't got to shoot. I ain't shooting now, but once I send that spirit, y'all call it hoodoo, but I call it the spirit of God. And when you tell God on that person, they going to die, their family going to die, they go, oh, I must have did something wrong. Yeah, you hurt God's church. Glory, hallelujah. Thank God, brother. I want to say to them, I'm going to bring Brother White, wait. Then I see somebody else on the line, too, because they want to have something to say. Tonight is the Dr. King movement. We talk about job equality, where this country going to. Now, the pastors ain't talking about, ain't nobody, see, in the Republic, we want to send no money back to Ukraine. Well, you send money over there, bombing, and we tearing up over here. Thank you, kind sir. I'm going right now. I was going to play the music, but it's too hot. I'm going to 3711. Now, y'all got time. They're coming that way, 3711. Be on the air. 3711, you're on the air. What you want to say? You got a question in 3711? I want to tell you, there's a lot of crookedness going on in your city. There's a lot of undercover and blacks running your town, but the blacks are working with the blacks that's in power in your town, 3711, they do something for the white. But let me tell you what happened in your town. They had a flood. They opened the floodgates on the black neighborhood and set the floodgates off in the white neighborhood. That happened 2 years ago. So I'm telling you, there's a lot of crooked stuff going on in your city. But believe me, when that tornado come through there, when that flood come through there, you're going to know. And them that's in the way, if the storm, if the flood, not right now, as I speak, tomorrow, tornado is going to hit from Memphis, the Delta, all down through there. You know, lots of murder went on from Natchez to the Delta, all the way to Vicksburg, all the way to, that was a strike. People died. People died. People was killed and murdered. God is cleaning it up. That's what's happening. Now, I want you to get ready. Oh, I know. I'm talking Holy Ghost talk tonight, and they can't stand this Holy Ghost talk. Now, I want to tell you this, Jim. If you got a need to have a minister, you go to the Seed of Abraham and plant your seed for the movement. If you send money tonight, you're going to help the Dr. King movement. And that what that means, that when you got a problem, you call me and send me a ticket. I'll come down now and see what's your problem. If it's civil right, if it's economic right, if, you know, see, right now, country's closed down, by the way. Ain't nobody doing nothing. The civil rights people being fired. One lady got fired because she said she wasn't homosexual. They fired her. One man was on the job, and he said, what, you got the lipstick on? The man fired him. See, you got to understand, them people is slowly going in power. See, and these politicians put them in power. And what they care about you and me is nothing. Y'all better hear me. Go somewhere. And if you said something, if you talk about the Jewish community and you talk about the homosexual brother, you out of that job. You would have your own job. Brother White, you're on there.
Yes. Yes, sir. How you doing? The first
brother.
Thing I want to say is, the first thing I want to say, you can hear me, can't you?
Yeah, we hear you clear.
The first thing that I want to say is that I had not heard about the tornadoes that are coming, but the places you named, that's north of me, and you mentioned that just south of me. But I want the people to know that I'm going to go out tomorrow, and I want you to listen to me what I'm going to say. I'm going to point my finger at the sky and say, Father, I thank you for the powers and blessing in me. Your word says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, that the power is in us and that you is your power. I bind tornadoes in this region. And I in the mighty name of Jesus, Jesus spoke to the wind, and the wind obeyed. He told me in John chapter 14, verse 10, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever shall say the things that I say, they're going to have the things that I say. And they're going to have more than these things that I say because I go unto my Father. So I'm going to bind the tornadoes and tell the tornadoes they go up to be elevated up to 72,000 feet where the B-52s fly. The B-52s can fly around them. But the people that's on the ground down here, they cannot run away from the tornado and hide from it. And I guarantee you it ain't going to be no tornadoes down here. That's all you got to do. If the tornadoes ain't coming in your way, go out and go, and then you're going to find out how strong God's word is. You're going to find out. If you put John chapter 14, verse 26 in you, it's going to teach you all things like it says. It's going to let you know that it's going to start bringing scripture back to you, things that you ain't even tried to hear. It's going to bring them back to you. That's why, how you think me and listen to me. You see, God trying to take that away from me. How you think me and the bishop can do to say the things we say and speak the scriptures we scripture and speak the scriptures we speak? We can't remember all those scriptures by ourselves. Now, I want to address some of the things the bishop was telling you about. Look, all of these things the bishop telling you, you can't do them on your own. You got to start with Proverbs chapter 5 and 6 where it says, trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Now, when you speak that to him, he going to tell you, ain't no way you can do all these things by yourself. He going to tell you, say, relax. I have to do this thing for you. And to get your mind like the mind of Christ, like my mind is the mind of Christ, you got to speak the witty invention. It says, my son. See, I've submitted to that. I've submitted myself to being his son. If thou will receive my word and hide thy commandments with thee, yes, Father God, I'll do it. But you need to tell me so I'll be in sync with you in Proverbs 3, 5, and 3, 6. You got to tell me how to do this. He said, yes, I will tell you how to receive my word. Hide my commandments with thee. I'm going to tell you how to do it. He said, speak John 14, 26. Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father did send in Jesus' name, he will teach me all things and bring all things to my remembrance, whatsoever the Father and the Son has said to me. I'm a living witness of that scripture. I ain't got no Bible in front of me, and I don't want to talk to you. He's saying now, I said, well, then, okay, I can't find anything better than that to say, to receive your word, because if it bring the word back to me, then I know that I don't receive it. And I said, well, what about the commandment? A new commandment Jesus left, the same book, John, but go down one chapter, 13, 34. A new commandment I leave with you, that you love one another as I love you. You can't find anything better than that. Then he gave me a confirmation, John 13,
right.
Romans 13, 10. A new commandment, Jesus, Love working no ill toward his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Now, when I say that, people, I hope you all understand when I speak Proverbs 2:2, so that I will incline my ear to hear him. He's going to come in. He's on the inside of me right now, inclining my ear to hear him. Not only is he inclining my ear to hear him, he's inclining my ear, he's inclining me to speak what I hear. Now, the witty invention, so that I will give, and it shall be given unto me, good measure, pressed down, shaken together. I hope y'all hear what I'm getting ready to say. Shall men give to my bosom? Shall men give to my bosom? Now, that's God speaking through me, to me. Can't no man give me nothing else but what God want me to have. He can't kill me. Pull a gun to shoot me, he's going to kill himself. If he don't kill himself, Archeo, my angel, and P-Trek, my other angel, they going to kill him. I went down to play where the folks done fenced off my property, so I can't get to it today. But I ain't seen nobody down there. But all the way down there, God was telling me, he said, don't you worry about nothing. Your angels up there watching over you. You can't see them now, but they up there. And if anybody mess with you, they're going to come down and they're going to take care of it. I don't even take my gun down there. So I'm telling you all, you got to, I done give you the good invention. You got to speak the scriptures. And then when it comes to healing, you got to understand. Second Corinthians 4:7, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. Go and ask God, say, well, who is the vessel? And he's going to tell you, your body is the vessel. Well, where's the treasure? The treasure's in your heart. Then ask him, then who's in my heart? And he's going to tell you, our wisdom, that's the brand new spirit that he put in you in Ezekiel 36:26. Him and you joined together. Our wisdom, verified in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 12. The Holy Spirit is in your heart. And God is in your heart. Now, the inner man, the soul man, is outside of the heart, but he is the executor of what's in your heart. He gives you two ways to execute what's in your heart. Both ways is with your mouth. You speak the word of God, that's one way of executing power that's in your heart. The other way is speaking in an unknown tongue. Most of the preachers have told you, ain't nobody can teach you unknown tongue. But yet and still, they don't tell you what unknown tongues are equal to. Go to Mark chapter 15, verse 34, and read it. If you can read it, you can speak in unknown tongue. Because Jesus was speaking in unknown tongue now. So don't let these people tell you, you can't do this, you can't do that. And then if you ask God, well, how do I form my own tongue? He's going to tell you to follow after what Jesus did. If you don't understand that, just keep pounding on it. Keep pounding on it. And he's going to tell you, like he told me. He said, can you make an American word out of Eloi? I said, yes, I can. Eloi. Go through all them sounds and make you an American word. Then he's going to tell you what you said, you spoke in unknown tongue. But you spoke a dialect. A dialect is an unknown word that's made from a known word. It differs from the known word in spelling, that's grammar, pronunciation, and definition. And I told you, I'm going to say this, I'm going to say a couple more things, and I'm going to move on. The easiest way to remember how to do unknown tongue is to remember, I'm sure everybody who's listening to me can say the word yo. Yo is an unknown word that's made from you. Drop the U, you got yo. You can't define no yo. If you write B-U-L-L and drop the L-L, you got boo. You can't define no boo. If you write F-U-L-L, foo, you can't define no foo. So you don't... Stop letting these preachers and things tell you nobody can teach you unknown tongue. They can't teach. They cannot teach you unknown tongue because didn't nobody teach you known tongue. Hello. And if somebody taught you known tongue, I want you to interrupt me right now and talk to me and tell me, yeah, well, somebody taught me known tongue. See, you already, most of you have been already taught unknown tongue when you were taught how to read, telling you how to break up words and say you were taking the sounds of a known word. So nobody can teach you how to speak in unknown tongue. The devil got that fluently going through the church so that you cannot speak to God in an unknown tongue.
Amen.
And he knows that when you speak in an unknown tongue, that you are doing exactly what God wants you to do. But when you speak in a known tongue, you can be speaking the word, but you still might not be in what 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 11 says. It says, for we who live are always delivered unto death. That for Jesus' sake, that the manifestation of Jesus might be made manifested in our mortal flesh. Now, people don't understand that. They don't understand what that means by for Jesus being manifested in our mortal flesh. The 10th verse, that's the 11th verse, the 10th verse says, we are living, abounding with Jesus in our body, that the life of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. In our body. But the 11th verse says that the manifestation of Jesus might be made, that Jesus might be made manifest in our flesh. Wherever you have your problem in your flesh, remember this, that the body don't die first. It's the organs and structures on the inside of the body that puts the body to death. You're gonna have to address, like if it's cancer, you're gonna have to address cancer wherever cancer is in your body. That's why I keep telling you. See, I can't tell you everything with one night, but I have to keep telling you piece by piece. Like for cancer, go to Hebrews 4:12 and speak Hebrews 4:12. Now, when you speak Hebrews 4:12. If you go to Proverbs 9:10b, it says, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding.
Amen.
Well, understanding is Jesus. Well, understanding is God and Jesus. So when I speak Hebrews 4:12, I'm speaking Jesus into my body. But when I start saying, I decree, Hebrews 4:12, it visits the marrow of my bone. And I know that the marrow of my bone produces antibodies and antigens, organic and inorganic, against cancer. And I say, Father, your word give me the ability and the permission to decree you. This is Jesus that I'm talking now, because I'm talking Hebrews 4:12. To decree that while visiting the marrow of my bone, that you produce antibodies and antigens, inorganic type, organic type, against cancer. And I'm talking about what cancer is now. Cancer in my blood, okay, wherever cancer is. But when I decree it to be in my blood, I'm sending it everywhere.
That's right. You got to speak to it. When you speak to it, it'll work for you. That's why it's dead right. When you speak to it, it'll work. Get ready for a blessing.
You know, there's that chair. And dancing, and prancing, and dixon, coming, and cheating, and dumber, and dixon.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I want to thank Brother White for that. Don't forget, oh, Brother White, his phone dropped. Let me try to get him back on. Brother White, I guess your phone dropped again. It dropped again, yeah. It keeps cutting off. But I want you to know, get ready for a breakthrough. This is Brother Sam Cook, and this is original.
But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't. Then I go to my brother.